For decades, black men have held court in the barbershop. In the barbershop, anything goes. Men debate the weightier issues of the world and argue over women, sports, and music. At Levels Barbershop in Harlem, the changing face of the neighborhood is evident in the clientele, but not the flow of the conversation. Cutting Edge is a new documentary that gives you an inside view of the shop. I spoke with Malik Morris, one of the barbers featured in Cutting Edge, and Amani Martin, the producer. Amani, let me start with you in the production and thinking about putting Cutting Edge together. One might think at this point, we've seen the movies Barbershop, we've seen some books written about the barbershop and the history and the grand tradition. Some may think that this story's covered. What's different about this documentary?
What we felt had not been done was a real life, true depiction of what happens in a black barbershop. I mean, we've seen the movie, but obviously the movie is scripted. You've seen the books, but that's different. This is the first documentary where we captured the essence of a black barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Now, Malik, talk to me a little bit about the idea of the environment of the barbershop. One of the things that I've noticed in the barbers that I've gone to, particularly over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I have a couple in different cities. They all have bought into this, we give the best wisdom here. There is competition between barbershops, not only for the best haircut, but the best wisdom and talk, isn't there?
Yes, there's. It's like you're so free in what you can say, what you believe. No one can tell you anything.
So you're saying the guys only working to satisfy the women? Basically,
if there was no women on this earth,
I know you ain't going to work.
Stupid.
I'm not going to work the next day, man.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
Come on, man.
That's not my motive, though. That's not what.
When you're talking, you don't have to worry about, you know, getting in trouble. You don't have to worry about, you know, who's watching me. So you feel comfortable just letting yourself go. So,
Amani, what did you find in the footage to be the most interesting conversation that they engaged in during the day?
People coming in and airing out the most personal family problems. We had a young man about 24 years old who had been kicked out of his house by his mother, and he was incredibly bitter about it. And actually, the reason that he and his mother, who were estranged, happened to be in the shop was because they both shared a barber. So literally, the barbershop was bringing them together. And they then began to kind of go back and forth about why he had been kicked out and her defending her reasons for kicking him out. And everyone who's sitting in the barbershop was participating in the conversation, not really taking a side, but really helping this family. It was almost a form of family therapy in the barbershop with, and many of these people who were given the therapy didn't even know these people before they went into the shop.
Malik, you know what's interesting to me is to watch the change in a barbershop when a female enters, whether it's a female barber. Some barbers will have, you know, the lady with the side chair who does hair on Wednesdays and Thursdays only, or a mother who brings her son in. But the whole dynamic changes, doesn't it?
Well, it all depends, though. If she's been there for a while, then pretty much she's
right. She's one of the boys at that point.
She's one of the boys now, so we're going to talk like, you know, how we would talk if that was a guy. But if a girl walks in off the streets, we kind of like curb our tongue, see how she is. If she's uptight, we'll just like kind of like, well, let's just wait till she get out of here to kind of like finish off our conversation. But if she's kind of like cool, you know, you kind of, you know, blend it right in the conversation and get her open, help the conversation out.
Is there a difference between sex raw and sex with the condom? He said, well, there's freedom and there's jail, and that's it.
One of the interesting things here with the barbershop that you picked is it is smack dab on 125th Street in Harlem, which brings its own flavor to it.
You got the heart of Harlem. You know, Harlem right now is becoming more diverse to it, so it's even becoming more popular. Harlem is like, what, the Mecca of New York, as my brother would say. So, yeah, to me, I mean, I could work anywhere, but at this particular time, working at this barbershop was a perfect place, perfect start.
And what about, Malik, when you have such a diverse clientele as your shop does, where you see executives, where you see lay people? You even have some whites who come to the shop. How does that dynamic play itself out?
Well, certain topics you want to stay away from. I mean, I'm not saying don't speak on certain issues, but I would say certain energies you should leave at home. Like if you're somebody that doesn't like a white person and you're in there talking about white people, you know, you have to change that because you're going to lose this potential white client who can also bring other white clients to your shop. So what we try to do is we try to curb our tongue when women come in, of course, when children come in, as somebody who, you know, who's of another race. So, yeah, that does play a big part.
Go ahead, Amani, pick up.
I was just going to say this is a barbershop, a black barbershop in Harlem. So, yes, Harlem is diversifying, but, you know, the overwhelming majority of the clients are black and male in this particular barbershop and in most barbershops in Harlem. And because the barbershop is a black institution, I didn't feel that that the conversation changed all that much when white clients walked in or when women walked in. You know, several of the cameramen were white, and I didn't feel like they influenced the way that people were very open, and the conversation was not any different than if the everyone in the shop had been black at that time.
Malik Morris and Amani Martin will look forward to seeing the cutting edge. And for those who've never had the pleasure of sitting in a black barbershop and getting all of what you've heard about, this is a good way to do it. Gentlemen, thanks.
Thank you
very much, Ed.
Amani Martin produced the documentary Cutting Edge, and Malik Morris is one of the featured barbers. The movie premieres tonight on Cinemax.